once again. My brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is indeed Lord. I greet you from the lovely city of Baton Rouge in Louisiana, in the United States of America, part of, you can definitely see the contribution of the French in the United States down here in Louisiana. And it's been a blessing to spend some time with the body of Christ in these areas, and just to continue to travel to and fro in the earth as the Spirit of God would have us, and to do that which God would have us to do. You know, I was just talking with an incredible sister in Christ earlier today, and God has made us to be unique. You know, we were talking a little bit about that, and how, you know, we're made as originals, and we're made to be originals. And the world works to conform us. The world works to try to make you fit its agenda, to try to make you fit a series of hoops that you have to jump through your entire life. And the problem comes when you give your will over to that. You know, when you of your free will say, okay, sure, I'm going to jump through those hoops that have been set there and put out for me. And if you do that, you know, you now put yourself under and part of a structure that you may never want to be part of. You know, a lot of people, your desire in life is to have a fulfilled life. You know, is to have to be happy. I mean, there is an element of that people want happiness. You know, they want to be happy. They want a fulfilled life. You know, those are things that are desired. And yet, the world does not have fulfillment to be able to truly offer somebody, because the world in and of itself is separate from God, is separate from the purpose that it was made for, and separate from the source of life, the source of joy, the source of peace, all these things that are part and parcel of true happiness, of true fulfillment. You can have a shadow of fulfillment, but the problem is with shadows, is when the light hits them, the shadow disperses and is seen that for what it really is. And a lot of people have a shadow fulfillment, but then when they compare their lives to light and truth, they realize how empty and vapid and shallow that their existence has been. And it's a hard thing for people. You know, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing for a person of the lie to meet a person of the truth, because truth shines bright, and that brightness eliminates the shadow that they live in, and they for themselves know that they are fake. They for themselves know that they are on the wrong path. They for themselves know that they are not walking in true freedom. You know, people can have a semblance of freedom, but there's a difference between having a semblance of freedom and actually being free. And there's a lot of people that do not exist within freedom because of their choices. You know, by choosing to go the way of the world, they've been enslaved by the world. And when you're enslaved by the world, you know, you're stuck on that roller coaster. I mean, the only way off is through the blood of Jesus. The only way out is to go through Him. Otherwise, you're stuck on that carnal roller coaster to the very end, and you will destroy a lot of people as a result of going the way of the world and being part of that system. You know, God offers freedom for those that would choose it. God offers a way out. You know, He offers life. He offers fulfillment. You know, a lot of people chase after fulfillment they chase after the world because they think they can get some fulfillment by going that way. And, you know, they get a semblance of it, you know, when maybe they win the big account, or, you know, they get the girl, or they get the job, or whatever, something works out for them in the world. You know, they buy that nice new flashy car. But the problem is that all of it wears off. Only the things that are laced by the Spirit of God last. Only the things that are built on the foundation, who is Christ, will stand when the shaking comes, will stand when the fire comes, will come through to the other side. Anything that's not built on Him doesn't last. See, this is why, too, in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and verse 6, you know, where it says, acknowledge, and wait, let me grab that for you. Hold on. Proverbs 3, which incidentally, if you're having trouble trying to figure things out, Proverbs has a ton of wisdom. And that wisdom will get you through a lot of things. If you hear it, if you take it to heart, and you apply it, that wisdom is going to change things. You know, I say this a lot of times to people that are close to me, that knowledge without application is worthless. You can know a lot of things, but unless you apply them, you don't get the benefit from them in your life. So it's not good to just know something and not do anything with it. You need to know it and you need to apply it. Okay, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Thy paths, plural, because we take paths in life. But the thing is you got to trust God. And don't go by your own natural carnal thinking, but rather, and don't go by your own understanding. Because see, your own understanding will give you a particular course of action. The world's understanding will tell you a certain way to go, based on, again, the hoops that they want you to jump through. So in the world, they will have the hoops that they want you to jump through, and because they want you to jump through those particular things, in order to enslave you, but everybody around you will be saying, yeah, that's what you should do. I should say everybody around you that's part and parcel of that system, or everybody around you that has kind of gone that way. And, you know, those are choices that people make individually. They all individually make choices and decisions. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to go the way of Jesus. As for you, you want truth. You want life. You want fulfillment. You don't want to be a slave. You don't want to go the way of the world. You don't want your works to be destroyed. You don't want to live a meaningless life. No, you want God. Because when you have Him and when you walk with Him, those are things that are not part of our existence. We live in purpose. We live in fulfillment. We live the promises of God. We live out God's plan and purpose and His destiny for our lives. In all thy ways, verse 6, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. See, the thing about Him directing your path, when you acknowledge Him, when you say, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done, when you bow your knee before the King of Kings in prayer, and you go down on your knees and you pray and you say, Lord, Your will be done, you're acknowledging Him. When you put that decision before Him and you say, Lord, please direct me, and He will speak to your heart. He will give you a peace on things. You know, something that God has been working with me on over time has been learning to trust that quickening of the Spirit. You know, because sometimes things seem right. They seem really, really good. But there's something in your spirit. They seem right on a natural level, but there's something in your spirit that's like, you know, I don't know what it is, but I don't think so. Or I don't think I'm going to go this particular way. Or I don't think I'm going to engage in this particular thing. Or even if it looks good, it can look good, it can sound good, it can check all the boxes in the natural. But in the realm of the spirit, that's not for you. And you know it. You know it. You know that in the realm of the spirit, that is not for you. And it's a tough thing because, you know, sometimes everybody else will try to, just like Peter, when Jesus said that he's going to go to Jerusalem and be crucified, everybody's going to try to save your life. Everybody's going to try to tell you, no, not this. No, don't go that particular way. But you know for yourself the path of freedom, the path of life, the path of liberation, the path of truth. The path that God has for you is in step with His Holy Spirit, and it's not about things working out for us in the world. It is about walking in step with the Spirit of the living God. Even as Moses said while he was in the desert, and God said, look, you know, Moses, I'm going to send my angel before you with the people, and he's going to go ahead, and he's going to take care of it, and he's going to drive out the enemy out of the land. But I don't want to go with you guys, because if I do, I might get angry and I might destroy all of you, because they were just testing God's patience. And what did Moses say? He said, Lord God, you know what? We're not going anywhere unless you go with us, because otherwise, what's going to distinguish us from all the other nations around us? It's your presence. It's the relationship with you. That's what makes the difference. It is walking with you. That's what makes the difference. It's knowing you. That's what makes the difference. All the rest of it doesn't matter. So given the choice between all the riches of the land or to remain in the wilderness where it's a tough existence in the natural, but in the spirit, I get to be in the presence of God. If that's the choice, I choose the presence of God. If the promised land comes, great, awesome, fantastic. But I will not go into the promised land without Him. I will not go into the natural blessings of life without Him. I'll go into the natural blessings of life with Him, sure. Great, fine, fantastic. But I will not sacrifice my soul for success in the world. You will not sacrifice your soul for success in the world. You will not sacrifice the presence of God for anything in this life or in this world. You want the presence of God. You want His purpose. You want His plan. You want the manifestation of His Spirit in your life. As you go on with Him, in step with Him and with His Spirit, what you're going to find is that God will pave the way for you. God will make the way for you. You know, I just had an amazing time in Mississippi this last week. And we were up in Mississippi. We were teaching a lot out there, meeting up with a lot of people. And in all of that time, you know, I saw how the Spirit of God went before and made a way. How the Spirit of God was opening up opportunity where, you know, that's what He does for His people. He creates. Your gift will make room for you. Just stay in step with the Spirit of God. You do not ever, ever, ever have to sacrifice the truth. You do not ever, 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 you do not have to sacrifice your soul and who you are in exchange for success in the world. No. You can go forward in peace. You can be whole. You can be a true warrior of the living God, in step with Him, and walk out this life in incredible peace. You don't have to be like them. They hate your freedom. You know, that freedom is a spiritual freedom. It's in the realm of the Spirit, you're free. In the realm of the Spirit, you're not a slave. They are and you're not. And they hate that. But you know what? That's their issue. Because you know, the same freedom that you have is the same freedom that they could have if they would choose, just like you, to bow their knee before the King of Kings and be what He made them to be. God intended and allowed and created the way for that to happen. So the fact that they choose not to is their choice. The fact that you choose to follow Jesus Christ is your choice. And so you can live in the blessing of that choice. You can live in the Spirit of the living God. In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we walk in truth, knowing the Spirit and knowing that He is the one that sets the captives free. He is the one that His desire is that we would be free. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. For this reason, Jesus Christ was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. That's where that one is. The Son of God was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And what are some of the works of the devil? Lie, steal, kill, destroy, and enslave. His desire is to put you into bondage, whereas Jesus Christ sets the captives free. And isn't it ironic that the world tells you that it will give you freedom, but what it's really doing is putting people into bondage? Whereas people don't realize that when you come under the dominion of the King of Kings, He makes you free. He makes you free to be what God made you to be. He makes you free to walk out your true existence. He makes you free so that you can rise up and you can grow and you can manifest into what His plan of purpose is for you. Isn't it incredible? See, the world lies. The world lies to you. Hello. The world lies to you. That's just what it does. Just don't believe the lie. The world puts people in bondage. It puts people in slavery. It puts people in spots of condemnation. There's no fulfillment in the world. The only fulfillment you will ever find, true fulfillment, mind you, not these placid little windows and little bumps along the way where you just kind of get a little bit happy because something sort of worked out for you in the world, that doesn't last. But true fulfillment comes when you are free in Christ Jesus, walking out life in connection with Him, putting your hand to the work that the Spirit of God has for you to do, because there is fulfillment in work. There's fulfillment in creating. There's fulfillment in doing that which God has for you to do. True fulfillment comes in walking in step with Him, in those gifts that God has put in you, and those being manifest. And listen, no one else is made like you. You are unique. No one else has in them what God has put in you. You just like your fingerprint is unique. Think about it. There's 7 billion people in the world, and you're the only one with that fingerprint. In a space about 1 inch, you know, by less than, like 1 inch by 3/4 of an inch across, you got your fingerprint, and there's over 7 billion different variations of that same thing. And if that's just a fingerprint, think about you. Think about your gifts. Think about your talents. Think about your abilities. Think about all the things that God has put in you, the gifts that He has put in you. And He wants those to manifest. He wants those to be something that comes out of you and shines light into a dark world, into a world that is hurting, and to a world that needs answers and needs solutions. You know what? The world in and of itself, apart from God, has no solutions. It only has problems. The world apart from God only has problems. The world cannot create without light. Listen, how many things grow in this world because of the light of the sun? How many things? How much life comes? How many things does God cause to grow and it keeps everything moving? Without that growth, without that light, things would die. But God causes it to grow out of His love for His creation, out of His love for us. He could stop it. He could stop it tomorrow if He wanted to. But He gives people space and time to repent and to line up with Him. You've been given space and time to realize truth. This day you realize truth. You know it. As you bow your knee before the King of Kings and line up with Him and let life be what it is. Listen, some people are not going to get it. That's just their issue. It's not yours. You don't have to help them get it. You just have to be true to the truth. You have to be true to Jesus. You just have to walk out what He's got for you to walk out and be what He made you to be. That's it. So you do that. Do that part. Let the rest of it be what it is. You know, I know God's put some amazing people in my life, and I'm grateful for them. And it took me a little while to realize who they were, and to realize who they weren't. There's some people that just hate. They're just not that good for you. And they're just not people you want close. I mean, you know, Jesus showcased that. He showed that with Judas. You know, there's some people that, if they're close, that's what they're going to do. So, you know, I mean, that was the plan and purpose of God with Jesus, was, you know, that was part of the fulfillment of the prophecies and that which was spoken. But in that whole process, too, God worked out a bigger purpose. But people make decisions and choices all the time. And you can't choose for somebody else, but you can choose for yourself. And your power is in the place of your choice. When you choose, that's when you have power. Because after you've made your choice and your decision and you're walking that out, that's, you don't have, that, then it's just the, those are just the consequences. Those are the results of your choice. The power you have is in the place where you choose. And God made us in His image and His likeness with the ability to choose. And as you choose life, things that are life and life-giving are going to come into your life. As you choose death, and as you choose the world, as you choose those things, the only thing that you're going to see and the only thing you're going to reap from what you've sown is death and destruction and decay and loss and heartbreak and zero fulfillment and zero anything that you want. Don't fall for the lie of the world. Don't fall for the lie of the devil. Go with Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. It's all about Him. In Him we live and move and have our being. And in His name we pray. God bless you. Hey, we love you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. And you can also find us on YouTube. We got little tiny clips of our journey as we go here, there, and everywhere. They're nothing very long, but subscribe. It's kind of fun. And hey, we love it. And we love you guys. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Write us. Say hi. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.